Through the Claude Worthington Benedim Foundation, the towns of Grafton and Matewan will receive up to $75,000 each in grants to help pay for as many as 20 revitalization projects in each community. But there are strings attached. A core team of at least three people have to work on a project and commit to attending workshops. In Grafton, one of those people, Douglas Floor, is working to expand the farmers market. Floor says grant money would help.
Almost immediately, it's canopies because, you know, we were talking with the folks in Bridgeport. You really don't want anybody just pulling up with a pickup truck and selling stuff out of the back of the truck. So if we can provide canopies, we can use that seed money to get the canopies. Once we get folks coming in and selling their produce, and they don't have to put up the money up front in order to buy their own canopy, you have a nice place for people to come to. When they start making money, it'll grow. And we see this farmer's market is a little bit more than just a guy selling his vegetables. We see local artists coming in. So anybody that produces something will be able to sell at this market. So the seed money will allow us to buy some infrastructure right up front.
The revitalization projects included in Turn This Town Around fall into three areas. The first are regarded as low-hanging fruit, which means they can be completed by the end of this year. The second area is intermediate. That means the project can be completed by next July. The final area is bold, transformational, which may take years to complete. Floor says he hopes to be involved with several different projects in all these areas.
I don't think that we're ever going to see a blossoming of Grafton, the downtown area, again. I think we all see it as a place where there's some boutique shops. People come in, you get a coffee, there's a nice restaurant, that type thing. So we want the farmers market to attract more people into the downtown area. But it's not going to be like it's never going to be like a strip mall. We're not going to see JCPenney's down there ever again. And I think the farmers market will help us just economically to bring folks into the downtown area. And it's more than that, because really it's a feeling of community. It's not just making money. It's giving people a place where they want to live.
Another member of the farmers market team is Peggy Barney. She's also on another team working on civic infrastructure. This includes getting an after-business hours conversation group together in Grafton to meet and talk about how to improve the community. Discussion like this used to happen, but it fell by the wayside.
We've talked to different groups. There's different people who are interested in being involved and getting that, reorganized. Different businesses, each month or whatever time period it was, a different business would sponsor it. And it would be at their business or at a location of their choosing. And we had refreshments. And it's just a meet and greet and getting to know everybody.
Barney has lived in Grafton for many years. She says throughout that time, she's seen her community change a great deal. She's very excited about the Turn This Town Around process, which she says is very different from past revitalization efforts.
I think it's very exciting. I have been involved in efforts like this for some time, over the last several years, and I have seen Grafton come from a very prosperous town to losing all of our industries, and then a resurgence, and we think, oh boy, we're almost there, and then things fading again. But this is a little bit different than everything that has been done before, and I think it's very exciting to me personally. And looking around the room at a number of people who are here, you can feel the energy.
The teams must submit applications for the funding by August the 1st. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Grafton.